Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Our top local story now. Looks like monkeypox has now made its way to California. Public health officials say a case now being tested up in Sacramento will likely be confirmed.
For many people, this feels familiar, waiting for a virus to spread and counting up the cases. But let's be clear, monkeypox is not COVID. It's not spread as easily. Doctors say it requires prolonged close contact with someone who's infected, and contact is often sexual in nature. Still, infectious disease doctor Dean Blumberg with UC Davis Health in Sacramento told me this.
You know, I thought that the monkeypox was going to be one of those flash in the pan things, but it does seem to, you know, have this continuing transmission.
Let's drill down on that. I asked Dr. Blumberg to pin it on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being minimal concern and 10 high alert. Where does monkeypox land for you?
You know, last week I was at a 1, and now I'm at a like 1.5.
So still low concern, but Dr. Blumberg says it does bear monitoring. And remember, there is a vaccine that can be used to treat monkeypox. Vicki Moore, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
LA residents are going to have to cut their outdoor watering starting next week to just 2 days a week. But state officials say more needs to be done to conserve water in light of this extreme drought.
State water officials are mulling over a couple of new measures. One would force all local water agencies to impose restrictions. Not all of them do at this point. Another proposal would completely prohibit watering a lawn at, say, a factory or an office building. But will that help save much water? Jay Lund is an expert on the drought and on water conservation over at UC Davis.
So we'll see some substantial reductions.
He's thinking maybe in the range of 20% to 30%, but
on the other hand, about 80% of the human water use in California is by agriculture. So about 20% is for urban areas.
And he notes the ag industry, the farmers, have already seen their water deliveries cut this year, cut substantially, and some have been forced to idle some of their crops as well. John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The University of California system has agreed to settle lawsuits brought by hundreds of alleged victims of former UCLA gynecologist Dr. James Heaps. The LA Times says the agreement brings total litigation payouts to nearly $700 million, the largest ever reached related to sexual abuse involving a public university. The settlement covers more than 300 patients who sued, alleging they were abused by Heaps under the guise of medical examinations between the years 1983 in 2018. The Anaheim City Council meets this afternoon. They'll discuss how to move forward with the planned $320 million sale of Angel Stadium and its surrounding property. A lot of that deal was negotiated by the former mayor, Harry Sidhu, who has just resigned as he faces a federal corruption probe into his actions. Officials say the council will consider several options today, including canceling the stadium deal and starting over, putting it on hold, or approving it the way it currently stands. The state assembly passing a bill that would hold large social media companies responsible for harming children who get hooked on them. It would let California parents sue platforms the likes of Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok if their children get so addicted they suffer physical or mental harm. The bill's author is Republican Assembly member Jordan Cunningham, who says social media companies need to be held accountable for their negative impact on young people.
They have the world's smartest engineers working for them, making tons of money. Two generations ago, these engineers would have been putting man on the moon. And today they're designing product that's like a slot machine that gets a 13-year-old addicted, and in some cases that leads to them going to residential rehab programs.
Business groups have opposed the bill, which will now be taken up by the state Senate. There's been a lot of talk about more money being spent on this year's race for L.A. mayor than ever before. But researchers at USC say that that impression is a little bit misleading. Misleading because of the millions of dollars of personal money that billionaire businessman Rick Caruso is using to fund his own campaign. They say if you consider only the money that the candidates have raised from outside donors, it's actually less at this point than during the last mayoral race back in 2013 or during some other past campaigns. USC political analyst Bob Schrum says he sees Caruso and Congresswoman Karen Bass as the clear-cut favorites to make the runoff in November.
This has been an amazing race because we started off with a brigade of candidates, and it just keeps shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. Ramit Varma, the tech entrepreneur, dropped out, endorsed Rick Caruso. Joe Busciano, the city councilman, dropped out. You've just had so many people walk away from this race. Mike Feuer, the city attorney, dropped out, endorsed Karen Bass.
Voter registration closed yesterday. There are now just 2 weeks of campaigning left to go before the primary. The LA City Council unanimously approving a new law that gives a nature group the first chance to buy any city-owned property in the Santa Monica Mountains that goes up for sale. Under the measure, the Santa Monica Mountains Conservancy will have the right of first refusal before bids will be accepted from anyone who already owns other nearby land. The city occasionally sells off property in the mountains that it can't or doesn't want to develop under a program called Own a Piece of L.A.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.